Follow Christ's pattern. Have you been here before? You've been here before? Or is this your first time in Follow Christ's pattern? What we believe here is that we follow Jesus Christ. We follow the risen, ascended Lord Jesus Christ. And he appeared to Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, as recorded in Acts chapter 9 for the first time, also Acts 22, Acts 26, and Galatians chapter 1. But we believe that there was a dispensation of the gospel of Christ. Some new information was given to Saul of Tarsus, who's also called Paul. And so what we're believing is something a little bit different than some of the things that you're talking about. For example, the information that Jesus of Nazareth was speaking during his earthly ministry in the red letters of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when he's talking about the Comforter and John 14, 15, and maybe 16 as well. He's not speaking to you and I. All Scripture is written for us, but not all Scripture is written to us. So there are some differences in the Bible. There are some distinctions in the Bible. And we see those differences, and we try to understand those differences. And there's no way that I can really explain it in a few minutes to you. So I just want to give you a few verses here to perhaps get your attention. Let's see here. One of the things that I should let me think here. I want to get one from Jesus of Nazareth. Let's see here. Let's say this one right here. When he's speaking to the Syrophoenician woman of Canaan, she's a Gentile woman. And he says to her that he is, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus of Nazareth chooses 12 apostles, these 12 he sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. And as you preach, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Somebody put Romans chapter 15:8 on the screen earlier. This is Paul talking about Jesus of Nazareth during his earthly ministry. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. And then he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 16, is it? Yes. Wherefore, henceforth we know no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. So, what Paul's talking about there is the risen, ascended, glorified Jesus Christ came back, and Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus knocked him to the ground, blinded him, and gave him some new information. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 17. I'll just read the last part of the verse. A dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. A dispensation. Something was dispensed, like a pharmacist dispenses medication. And the name of that gospel is in the next verse. It's the gospel of Christ. You see that? The gospel of Christ. Just point that out. So a dispensation of the gospel of Christ was committed unto Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 11, Paul writes, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man." If you read earlier, I think it's in verse 7, it's the gospel of Christ that he's talking about. "For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ, the risen, ascended Lord Jesus Christ." Paul calls it my gospel. Romans chapter 2 and verse 16, he says this, "In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel." So it's the gospel of Christ. And he says in Romans chapter 1 verse 16 that the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. Salvation. So when somebody asks you, are you saved? That is a very important question. There is no more important question. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So what is the gospel of Christ? What is the power of God unto salvation? Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are," there's that word again, "are saved, it is the power of God." So the preaching of the cross is the power of God unto salvation. Right? So what is the gospel of Christ? The gospel of Christ is the preaching of the cross. Jesus of Nazareth did not preach his death, burial, and resurrection during his earthly ministry. Now, after his death, burial, and resurrection, yes, indeed, Peter and Paul preached the same crucified, buried, and resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, but for different reasons. And I just want to get your attention here, and I'll leave it with these verses right here. Peter's preaching Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. I'll start out in Acts chapter 3, verse 19. And Peter's speaking here, and he says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted." Notice the future tense language here, and compare it to what Paul wrote. We are saved. Present tense language. But Peter's talking about a future tense promise of forgiveness of sins, a future tense promise of salvation. "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come," future tense, "from the presence of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which was before preached unto you." So Peter's preaching the crucified, buried, and resurrected Jesus Christ, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Now we're going to compare that with Paul. Some key words there. Spoken since the world began. Holy prophets. Peter was preaching the death, burial, and resurrection according to prophecy. The Old Testament Hebrew prophets, all through the scriptures, Isaiah, Psalms, all those things pointing to the prophecy about Jesus Christ. And he's preaching it, prophecy that was spoken since the world began. Now, Paul, writing to the Romans here in chapter 16, verse 25, he writes, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to," there it is again, "my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ," the same crucified, buried, resurrected Jesus Christ that Peter preached, but he's not preaching it according to prophecy. Paul is preaching Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. I show you these verses just to get your attention, just to help you to understand that there are some differences in the Bible. Peter is preaching prophecy spoken since the world began. Paul is preaching mystery that was kept secret since the world began. Can you see that there's a difference there? if you can see it and you can acknowledge that there is a difference, and then try to understand that difference, that's what Mike teaches in this room here. And again, this is just to get your attention. There's no way we can do more than that, I think, in this short setting. But I gave it my best shot. There's other differences. Let me just give you another one real quick. It just popped into my mind. It's not just the difference between Jew and Gentile either. Peter, speaking to the one Gentile household that any of them ever went to see Cornelius, a Roman centurion, an Italian, and Peter says to him, "But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." So worketh righteousness are the key words I want you to focus on there. And then Paul writes to Titus in chapter 3, verse 5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost." So, they're both right. They're both true. They're both saying exactly what God wants them to say. But can you see that it's different? Worketh righteousness, not by works of righteousness. If you can see it and you can acknowledge it, then the next step is to go about trying to understand why it's different. Let it be different. Accept that it's different. Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, and he says that all Scripture, that's Genesis through Revelation, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, that's mature, thoroughly furnished, through and through, unto all good works. So all Scripture is written for us. All Scripture. We don't throw anything out, as some people accuse us of doing. All Scripture, Genesis to Revelation, is written for our learning, for our understanding. But not all Scripture is written to us. That's called context. What's written, where it's written, and to whom it's written. Okay, I guess I'm done. Open mic.